Welcome back, friends. Okay, so some selected quotes. So my edition. So I have a ditch, my edition. What is my edition? Let's see if we're going to save the... No. Maybe now is a good time to talk about. All right, my edition is from the great publisher, DigiReads. Yes, and it lives up to that name. It's awful. It's awful. I just recently did a show on The Stonecutter. Sorry about them. The Stonecutter with Brock Meyer. He was on. Beautiful work. Beautiful publication. Just a joy to pick up and read. My friends, that is not this. This was tough. I think the margins could have stood a little help. They could have used a larger font. Sir, see, there's nothing on the spine. So you put that in your bookcase and it'll just disappear.
Yeah.
Sarah, how is your edition? Who did it?
It's a very good edition. This is put out by Kana Press, which is it's a publishing house now down in Australia. There was a lovely priest there that I met on retreat, Father Pius Mary Noonan. The translation is by the same person. E.J. Strickland is probably the known translator of this. But the typeset is beautiful. It's a lovely book to kind of wander through, you know, just kind of your standard Times New Roman with some really, you know, modifications of, you know.
I'm just looking at your volume. Look at your heft. Look at my skinny little.
Yeah, my book. I mean, it's got a lovely little cover, and you know, there's a nice little piece written by Father Noonan at the very beginning, and this is what these monks do, you know. So if anybody's ever looking for some books, it's a little bit harder to get them here in America, but he does. They do the typesetting there.
How did you come with your copy?
I was fortunate to go on a retreat with Father Pius Mary Noonan. He came last summer to Ohio and gave just a beautiful retreat for the course of the week. And he had a number of books available for sale there. And like I said, this is what his little monastery does to support themselves. They publish these beautiful works and bring them back into the, you know, the recognition of the people who are hungry for truth, right? We're really, you know, there's so much out there but it's beautiful that these works are being represented to us, particularly the French spiritual masters. They're so beautiful.
And I find that you said that E.J. Strickland. So that was a consideration I had, right? Because some Jesuits in the main, at this time, not each and every one, of course, you know, we're talking in generalities, right. Broad brush, have really fallen off the rails. And I was concerned during the show about translation, because every translator, regardless of the age they live, brings with them themselves. That's why we go through this historical exercise. That's just the way we are. And right. That you said that text, that very faithful order, also used E.J. Strickland, gave me a real sense of assuredness. Because, right, I don't read the French or Latin. I mean, I have bits and parts, certainly nothing like you. But I like to rely on some good scholarship with this.
Right. I mean, we really have to. I mean, and the problem now is, and I do think that we have to be cognizant of this, is that you have to know not only the translator, but also the publishing house, because really it takes about 10 minutes to go through and edit a work and make it heretical. I mean, you know, especially when you're getting these online texts and you're getting books, you know, gone is the day when a publishing house would release, you know, 10,000 copies all at one time, right? I mean, that's just not what's done. Like the paper that you have, right, the book that you have is a publish on demand. So Kana Press also, I believe, does do some publishing on demand. So if you're ordering a book, you know, they don't have a huge library full of all these books or warehouses. They buy the books and then they have a place where they can have it published and delivered to people. So if you don't know you who your publishing house is, you know, we really are going to have to start to be very, very savvy people, particularly with AI. I mean, let's be very honest. AI is going to be able to, somebody could say, write a treatise in the words of Jean-Pierre de Caussade that teaches people to abandon themselves to, I don't know, divine providence in this manner, right? And they're going to be able to do it. You know, I think that didn't somebody just recently write, ask AI to write the Bible or to have Jesus write a homily on, you know, it's crazy what's going to be able to be done. So all this to say, as you said, you should know who the translator is. But in addition to knowing who the translator is, you have to have confidence in the publishing house. So, you know, those are things that we're going to have to be, that we're going to be after looking toward in the future, because these works are so beautiful. And because they are so beautiful, you know, they were suppressed once before. Satan will only be too happy to make sure that they're suppressed again or that they're tainted. That's all he needs to do.
And you know, think it tainted. Tainted's pretty good. You can get a lot done with a taint, you know, with something tainted. Right. You know, so I really wanted to address this publishing. It came up when I did my interview with Brock with his research, and he spent an inordinate amount of time with getting what would have been considered standard boilerplate publishing expectation, late 1800s, early 1900s. You know, when you pick up a work, it was beautiful, it was easy on the eye, the binding, the, you know, for us Catholics, would like to see the Neil Obstat imprimatur, so that someone's kind of gone through and made sure that they didn't do what we're saying is quite possible to be done now.
Right.
Okay. 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 Well, that's quite a bit to get into quotes. So, and without our timer, Skype took away my timer. let's cut it there. And I promise, extra promise, do a quote or two. Till then, my friends, Free Days at Rancho. Sorry.